Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Conan has still yet to outline why he believes Jesus was an anarchist, and we will get into that here. Also going to your calls and thoughts. Let's go first to Wolfgang in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Wolfgang.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Hey, Mark was saying that the face on the coin wasn't relevant to the story earlier.
The face on the coin. What are we talking about?
We're talking about when Jesus said that whose face is on the denarii was Caesar's face, and so render under Caesar who is Caesar's. And I was saying that I have a dollar bill in my pocket. It's got George Washington's face on it, and that's irrelevant as to who the ownership of the dollar bill is because it's mine.
Except in this particular story, the face of the Caesar on the denarii at the time, at Caesar might have actually been
sitting alive. Yeah, it's likely they were sitting.
Yeah.
Right, but, it's relevant to the story because Caesar said he was God. He was like a Roman God that the Jews didn't want to acknowledge. And so Jesus was saying there he was pointing to the first two Hebrew commandments. The first commandment is only one God, and the second commandment is no graven images. And one of the things the Romans were doing was they were putting up Caesar's visage, up all, they wanted to put it in the temple, but the Jews would never let them do it. But so Jesus was contrasting the real God to Caesar. And that's why the face on the coin is relevant, because it's actually a graven image. So it's like a violation of the first two Jewish commandments to accept that. So do you see the relevance of the face on the coin?
I've heard that interpretation. I don't know that it follows this one, this particular story.
Yeah,
I think this is more of a property rights / anti-state, leave the state behind and do your own thing type of an argument. But yeah, I definitely heard the graven image is on the coin that you're using. First of all, you should never be using that currency because it's got a friggin' God on it. And who are you following? This God? Are you following this God? I mean, where do you stand?
Right. So he contrasts the Roman God Caesar to the Jewish God in the next sentence when he says, give what one God has coming to him, what he has coming to him, and give the other what he has coming to him. Right. And that's
I don't know. Did Augustus actually claim to be a god?
Yes. Yes.
When was this?
He was.
I think did he or was he? Did his family?
The Roman emperor was a god.
Because the next one in line was Tiberius, and then you had Nero, and those guys were they were crazy Fruit Loops.
The way the Romans dealt with their subjugated, conquered peoples, like the Jews, was they said, you can have your own religions, but you have to accept our God. Usually you had to accept Caesar's visage right in your temple, which the Jews never actually allowed.
So it says that upon his death he became a god, but in his life he wasn't. So as a ruler of Rome, Augustus had to lead by example.
Augustus was way before the supposed time of Jesus.
No, Augustus was the Caesar at the time of Jesus' birth. I remember that from Luke 2, which I had to memorize for every Christmas.
33 years later.
Right, and so he died in, I believe, 14 or something like that. So it would have been the next ruler, I couldn't tell you who the next ruler is.
Tiberius was the next one in line.
Fine, that could be very well be the case.
which was Augustus.
This sounds like a Christian story, and that's what really sort of bugs me, is that there was a time, I believe nothing that was said prior to the internet. Things need to be able to be checked and verified, and so much of the stuff I learned in the church, it turns out, was just hogwash. So I don't believe the things that I hear at the church. I want to be able to look it up and check it, and the internet's great for that. Have you looked this up and checked it?
Well, there's a really interesting theory about Jesus having not ever existed and the whole New Testament being written by the Flavian emperors, beginning with Titus, well, his father, Vespasian, and his son, Titus. Have you heard this theory? It's really
interesting. No, I have never had.
There's a guy named Atwill, Joseph Atwill, who's written a book called Caesar's Messiah. And he shows how the New Testament stories parallel Titus's campaign in the year 67 through 70 when they came in and really put down the Jewish resistance. And all of the Jesus stories of healing and everything are all going around the Sea of Galilee parallel Titus's military campaigns against the Jews, and the different stories like come follow me, be fishers of men, is like happened at an event where the Romans were stabbing all of the Jews off on their boats in the south part of the sea. So it's a really interesting story, and that kind of makes sense. He says that they created the same people who wrote Josephus also wrote the New Testament, and it was like a government military psychological operation to create a less rebellious religion amongst the Jews, which is sort of what Christianity did.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And so sort of a variant on the theory that, you know, the religious book was designed to control people in that particular case.
Yeah, I mean, it's so difficult. These ancient texts, whether they're the Bible or whatever they are, they're of value to sort of look at what people's vision of God is and what they saw at the time and how the world looked to them. That's not how I'm going to say that God communicates with me. Like, I just can't. Sorry. I've let it go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even the Muslim Quran, they point out in there one of the whole purposes of the book is to correct misinformation in the Bible, and the idea would be that over time God is going to send more of these messengers, these prophets, to reveal in a way that the people of that time can understand whatever it is that God's message happens to be. And so it makes sense.
Don't all religions say that to some extent? I mean, Scientology says that. Everyone else got it wrong, and we've got it right,
yeah,
and the aliens are,
yeah,
we got to worship him, or whatever they do.
I think the atheists, one of their best lines is everybody's an atheist to, you know, there's 500 religions out there. Everybody's an atheist to 499 of them. I'm just an atheist to one more. What's the big deal? And it's a really great sort of argument. They just don't believe that story either.
Mary is in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Mary, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to tell you that in my understanding of being a student in art history, Augustus was unanimously appointed emperor for life after ending the 300-year war. And then he, after taking that position, claimed a lineage to Venus as being a descendant of. Therefore, that's where the God reference comes.
Got it.
Did he do this on his own, or were his representatives, did they have a hand in this?
They did.
Do you know the history behind that?
It was fully supported. Well, my understanding, it was fully supported all the way around, because then he is often linked to things that are symbolic or linked to Venus as well. In portraits and statuary after that time, you know, after becoming, because there is really no artwork of him prior to being an emperor, so we don't know how he was looked at or what he was, how he was seen. But we know after. Mm-hmm. And his wife even commissioned the one they traced, they were able to, through notes from different people's own, like their journal type whatever, on artwork and what, and writing and the arts of the time period, they linked the particular statue where he is wearing the Trojan Roman traditional sandals that his wife requested the sculptor put in, because he did not wear them as a normal part of his day, recreation, or any part of his life.
Mary, thanks for your call tonight. It's important to get those sandals in there. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And was Jesus an anarchist? Conan will tell us. Come on.
Olive is a yellow lab, 6 years old, full of energy. But, oh, man, Olive was suffering, to use a word, like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day. She was shedding all the time, and it drove my wife crazy because she had to vacuum the house a couple times a day. So I'm going up the expressway, and the radio commercial comes on.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
And I almost drove off the road because I thought this person on the radio commercial was living with my dog, Olive. And I called my wife. I said, dear, you've got to check out this product called Dynavite. Go to DINOVITE.com. So we started Olive on the Dynavite. In about 6 weeks, she almost has entirely stopped itching, scratching, stopped licking herself. Most of the hair has grown back under her belly. Unexpectedly, her coat has become smooth and shiny, almost like it was when she was a newborn pup. Olive is happy, and my wife is probably the happiest person because the house is cleaner. 859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
DINOVITE.com.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free to join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark. If you've got a business, you know that IT can be frustrating, unreliable, unpredictable, and late, but it doesn't have to be. IT can serve your needs reliably, predictably, and on time. RootWork Infotech helps businesses achieve always-on reliability, keeping your customers happy and your staff productive. RootWork can make IT meet your needs, and to prove it, they'll give you 30 minutes on the phone with a senior consultant for free to answer any of your IT questions. You just go to rootwork.it/FTL to get your free call. It's rootwork.it/FTL. rootwork.it/FTL.
All right, Conan, it's been off and on. We've been discussing Jesus. Some say he's a socialist. Others say he's an anarchist. And that's the pitch that you want to make.
Well, the famous story is, of course, Jesus got hunted down by these Pharisees. They're trying to catch him in the act, trying to say, hey, look, I'm not going to pay taxes, tribute to Caesar. And, of course, he comes out and says, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. And, well, there's two ways that I take this. There's two ways that I interpret this. Number one, he's pretty much saying, and by the way, he didn't say yes or no, because, you know,
Jesus doesn't roll that way.
That's not how he does. So he's like, all right, hey, look, whatever Caesar owns, man, I'll be happy to give unto him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty much saying, no, the coin in my pocket is my coin. Sorry, tough break, buddy. He's pretty much saying that the Caesar doesn't really owe anything. His whole status is unlawful. Now, that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at this is, because they came up and they're asking, or he asked, whose picture is on the coin? And it's probably a living Caesar. And he might, in fact, own that coin. You could say that it's his property. So I believe that Jesus was saying, give Jesus all his stupid coins
back.
Give Caesar his coins, and you go ahead and amongst yourselves, within your communities, go ahead and use whatever currency you deem fit, you know, outside of the law of the current government.
And you're extracting that just from the statement of give, you know, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and render unto God what is God's?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
this is one of the problems with just these holy texts and their interpretations. We've had four people talk about them and had four different interpretations.
The way I look at it, he's saying, look, Ian, use Bitcoin. Don't pay a damn thing to government. Just stay away from it. Use Bitcoin and you make transactions voluntarily right. Among the people that you do transactions with. You don't do transactions with the city of Keene. Maybe you do. Maybe you do use the police here and there or the fire department. Maybe you do. Maybe you feel you need to pay for the pay a couple dollars a year for the fire department. Go ahead and make that transaction, but amongst the actual transactions you actually do here in the area, use Bitcoin.
You know, with as far as using Bitcoin versus the government currency, of course, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency, not issued by a government, not issued by any bank. So the government certainly can't claim that the Bitcoin is theirs, right? That was not created by them. They could claim that they have an interest over the dollars. And I think that they very well might if they were put into a position where they needed to collect them from people and, you know, take them all back, which, of course, they're never going to do.
Well, an agency that's supposedly government, everyone believes it's government, Federal Reserve, printed those notes.
Yeah.
And the government uses them after they purchase them.
Well, you know, when you ever get your driver's license or your tag, a lot of times if you look closely, there'll be some small print that says that this is the property of the state. That if the state demands that you turn, if the state demands you turn in their driver's license, you have to do it because it's not yours, even though it is in your possession. And certainly, you could argue the possession is 9/10 of the law. They will claim that no, in point of fact, it's theirs.
Yeah, but the dollar bill doesn't have that written on it. Just because the driver's license has something written on it,
I don't know if the driver's license has it written on it. I don't know. I'll have to check that. I know it might. I think it says it on like the paperwork.
I remember something about
it.
Like maybe I did, read something like that at one point or another. Because what you said just sort of rang a bell. But the driver's license, they'll tell you driving is a privilege. But you know, they pretty much tell you your money is yours. Just because it happens to be denominated in U.S. dollars doesn't make it the U.S. government's.
Well, all I'm saying is I think they would have an argument that we provide this, we can take it back anytime we want. And that's what they do with driver's licenses and tags and things like that.
Absolutely.
And by the way, I did check my New Hampshire driver's license, and it does not say that on it, but I guarantee you that is the case. In fact, I've been threatened by a state police officer with arrest if I did not turn over a driver's license to him. So they take their identification and their money very, very seriously. But I agree with Conan. The idea is, hey, get out of as much of those dollars as you possibly can. Because it is certainly true, Mark, that if the government wants to, they'll come to your bank and tell your banker to let them into their vault so they can take all of your money. They will
sure
do that.
Will.
And the bankers will do that. They'll allow them to do that. So you really don't have a legitimate claim over that money, unless you can protect it. Like, if you can bury it in the backyard or something like that in a way that the government can't get access to it, then...
Yeah, Jesus had something to say about that, too.
Did he?
Mark, do you remember the actual passage about burying your money under the mattress or in the backyard? And he said, he actually said, put it in the bank and to make interest off of it.
Who said that?
Jesus did.
What?
Hold on, let me look it up.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He said make that money work. Don't just hide it in the backyard.
The parable of the talents.
Talents.
And these servants were given.
A talent show?
the money system.
You get the impression that they're a form of money, but that it, you know, that this might be something beyond that. That you know, basically one servant's given some talents and they, I don't know, waste it. One of them buries it and can return it. Another one puts it to work and returns it, you know, tenfold or something like that. That servant's rewarded. I believe it's the story.
So, yeah, take your dollars, turn them into bitcoins. And there are different ways to do that. Of course, I like expresscoin.com, where you can go and actually send out a money order or a check, and they will turn your dollars into bitcoins. They'll deposit them right into your Bitcoin wallet. And you can even get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin for no transfer fee whatsoever when you use expresscoin.com, which is pretty awesome. Now, if you want to get some of the competitors to Bitcoin, they offer Dogecoin. They have Litecoin there. I think they might have one or two more, but I don't know what they are. So go to expresscoin.com. That's because Bitcoin's really the only relevant one of all of them, but they do have some of the others. Expresscoin.com, they are a licensed money services business, and they've been doing this for a while now. I've used them a number of times, and Mark, you have as well.
Indeed.
So, and of course, there are other ways to translate your dollars into Bitcoin. But, you know, Bitcoin's great because it is a great way to shield yourself from the government being able to just snatch your money away. And, of course, there's also big companies as large as Dell Computer, Wikipedia.
People are going to want that. That's a huge benefit. The fact that you can, you know, save 25% by buying things on
saveitpurse.com
is probably what's going to get people into Bitcoin these days. But once they realize that their money's safe from being taken from them by banks and the federal government and that sort of thing, we were just talking about banking and how much the fees are. Not so much with Bitcoin.
All right, so you can share your thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Is the FCC going to let it go when it comes to pirate radio operators? The FCC's chairman had a few interesting things to say recently on the subject. This is
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Who the hell pays tolls anymore anyway, at least for phone calls? There's still government tolls on the roads. And you can also join us via Skype.
Don't inmates pay some kind of a toll
getting
out?
Yeah.
Please dial 9 and then pay $20.
Yeah, we actually had a federal phone call this week. Should be interesting to see what that looks like on the phone bill later on. So, yeah, I guess there are still some people that are stuck in the old world. But Conan, when you're in jail or prison, it's like you're not in the current day anymore. You are restricted to very limited resources as far as like news that you can receive. You get the newspaper. You can listen to the radio. And yeah, that's about it. Oh, there's TV.
And talk to your guards.
Yeah, so like you get the old media, basically. That's all you get. So it's like you've gone back in time 20 years at least when you're in one of these institutions. Now, to give the federal government some credit, they actually did institute an email system, so you can actually send emails out as a federal inmate. Unless
you have to pay for those as well?
You pay in per, minute. I believe you pay per minute, but like however long it takes you to use the email program, if I'm recalling correctly, mm-hmm. as an inmate there. So, you know, good for them for that, I guess. I'll still, you know, I would say that's a step in the right direction, even though you got to pay for it. That's just how they do it. They try to milk these guys every which way they, and their families, every which way they possibly can. Now, one of the things you're probably not going to go to jail for is pirate radio. At least Not in 48 out of the 50 states. If you're in New York and Florida, sorry, they can actually put you in jail for that there. But we'll tell you more about what's going on with pirate radio, or what might be going on, or rather what might not be, because the FCC's chairman has spoken out about pirate radio enforcement. He says it can't be solved. A pirate radio problem cannot be solved by enforcement alone. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Mike is in Tennessee. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, greetings, gentlemen. I just wanted to do a follow-up. Last week when you called me a conspiracy theory for giving you 8 different reasons why the Virginia shooting was a hoax, I just got a few more. And on Activist Press 2 days ago, they showed that the father is actually an actor, and the boyfriend, well, he's not the real boyfriend. He's an actor, too.
And he's probably gay as well. Chris Hurt, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably doesn't have anything to do with this woman. I agree with you. And the father.
You're one of these people, Conan.
You better believe it. This is the hokiest thing I've ever seen.
You think the shooting
What's the point of it? Why are they capturing the hearts and minds of
the nation?
It's
all about getting rid of guns.
It's all about guns. It's totally. It's rigged.
Wait a minute. So the guy who shot these people. This former news journalist guy who probably
never met the girl.
Are you saying he wasn't even there?
No. He was probably there, and they might have killed him off. He might be somewhere else right now with a different face.
This is just mind-boggling to me.
What this is a fundamental disbelief in the integrity of the entire media system. Like a reporter at a real radio.
Who controls the media?
What are you talking about controls the media?
This is the only media you can trust right here.
No, you can't trust any media.
Send me a check.
Every media has a bias. We have a bias, but I mean, how can you trust these guys?
So here's the reason. Because I've been on the air for 12 years and nobody. Not one lizard Jew has ever said that they were going to send me.
That's what they all say, buddy.
Nobody
can believe them.
Because they need crazies. They need Alex Jones out there to spread, you know, the wrong message.
I've seen the second pair of eyelids in your eyes, Mark. Clearly you are a lizard Jew. Mike, go ahead with your silly little reasons. I want to hear the rest of them.
Well, I just wanted to share with you the facts, and that's what I deal with.
No, they're not facts just because you claim it, but go ahead.
Well, the fact that his father was a Broadway actor for 6 years,
whose father are we talking about? The cameraman?
Allison Parker's girl who was supposedly killed, who we don't see a body or anything. Nope. Her father was a Broadway actor.
Right.
What does that have to do with anything?
Just like a lot of the Sandy Hook actors.
Well, who should be? Wait a minute. Who could be surprised that somebody who is involved in acting would have a daughter who was also involved in media?
And now he's a banker.
All right, let's let Mike get through his laundry list here.
This is more from the people that brought you Building 7 that fell in free fall because of a diesel fuel fire.
Keep focused. Go ahead.
All right, go to YouTube and put in Virginia Tech shooting hoax, and you can just go down the list and you can.
Oh, now Virginia Tech is a hoax as well?
Oh, Virginia Tech, what are they known for? Mind control and engineering?
All right, Virginia I think Tech? I've heard enough about this. Mike, you got one more. Go ahead, one more.
Okay, I'm just going to encourage you to go to YouTube and watch the video slowly because I know
what video?
It'll slowly sink in. Once you watch it, you'll see that the guy standing right there beside them, they're looking at this guy, the lady that did
it. No, they weren't.
Actually, I caught it in video. She looks at him very clearly.
Who looks at
Allison Parker looks right at the shooter.
Nobody.
I'm going to have to rewatch that video because I watched it and I didn't notice anything like that.
You have to get the first copies before they get
She looks at it when he's got the gun out?
Yep. It's on YouTube.
In a place where it's free, where you're relatively free to keep and bear arms, you're going to likely see some people do some crazy things with guns, right?
Yeah, you mean in Virginia?
I want you to believe something because we're not corrupted, and that's why we don't see it. When we first look at it, we don't see it because we're not built that way. But these people are diabolically screwed up, and what you're seeing is a hoax, my friend.
Well, Thanks for the call, Mike.
May or may not be the case. Do we not have to realize that if you have a certain relative freedom to own a particular type of weapon, let's call it a handgun in this case, that a certain amount of crazy people are going to get a hold of handguns and do a certain amount of crazy things, right? I mean, is that not a reasonable thing to suggest? There are relatively fewer crazy people committing handgun murders in Great Britain and Australia. These are just things that happen when you have relative freedom around guns. The reason I advocate for freedom to own guns is I believe free men can own weapons and that slaves cannot.
The biggest reason I have any problem believing the media that is being fed to us is because of a little experiment called the Milgram experiment that said that people with badges or with uniforms on are more likely going to be listened to, and the people are going to follow those orders. These people are dressed up smartly, and they sound professional, and they're reading from scripts that sound they're very well written. And people, they have a really, really hard time believing that. Yeah, nothing they said was false. How can that possibly be? And yet every now and then one of these actors, reporters, will get fired because they completely went off the rails saying something that was fake. They get caught in the act and they get fired. But, I mean,
do you notice how there's a conspiracy theory that surrounds every big piece of news?
Usually when there are big shootings, every single shooting in the past 10 years has been a conspiracy.
Everything. And this is, you know, at some point or another, one of these has to be legit, right? But this is the problem, is that if you cry wolf enough times, at some point or another, people are just like, nope, I'm not believing the wolf story anymore.
That's another possible. That's another way to look at it. Yeah, they're so fake, and they are so in your face that no one believes them anymore. They're all, you know, what?
Well, I believe the shooting was legit, because I imagine that there are grieving families out there and that there's no particular reason not to believe that it's true. There's going to be random shootings. If you can't handle the random shooting that goes on, you don't deserve to live in a place where the right to keep and bear arms is a right.
Well, what are they doing? What's the next interview, or during the actual interview where they're supposed to be grieving father and grieving boyfriend? What are they talking about?
Well, they're talking about
getting rid of guns.
The last one with the racist shooting up the black church, they were trying to get rid of the rebel flag. So how come they're not trying to get rid of the gay flag when the gay guy shoots somebody?
Good point. Because a lot of, well, I don't know. Good point.
Because politicians and people in power never let a good crisis go to waste. There's always going to be a crisis. There's always going to be a big news.
So why aren't the counselors coming out? The people, the police officers, the counselors, the authority figures, why aren't they coming out after the father and the husband and the boyfriend all come on and say how much they love Allison Parker and the cameraman and whatnot? Why are the boyfriend and the father actually carrying on this argument, this strategy to get rid of guns? It's become their mission. You watch these guys.
That's
gonna
what
be,
happens
these
with
guys
people.
Gonna be, these guys gonna be all over the country for the next couple of years, and this is gonna be their
thing.
No, they
won't.
Yes, just like the Sandy Hook parents.
That's what.
Just like the Sandy Hook parents.
I don't know. I haven't seen the Sandy Hook parents on anywhere. I'm going to get on Watch TV. 855, 450 free. So Conan, a conspiracy theorist.
How did you not know?
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-8645.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-945-8645. 1-800-945-8645. That's 1-800-945-8645.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
BodyArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We are continuing here with Conan the Conspiracy Theorist.
How did you not know this? I've been here for like 4 years, man. Have you ever watched my show?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. I didn't watch every episode, so I didn't know how often you got into the conspiracy world, but, you know, you apparently
I consider it critical thinking, Ian. Just thinking about, no, just breaking these things out and looking at it.
I think it's important to look at things
critically. Not believing every damn thing the news tells me.
I don't think you should believe everything the news tells you, but you can believe your eyes, apparently. Well, maybe not.
Okay, you saw the woman get shot. She got shot.
I saw her being shot at. I can't say for sure.
3 point blank rounds went off at her.
He missed the first one.
He must have missed all three.
I think he might have. It's not easy to shoot somebody, Conan. Especially
when you're holding a camera and you're doing both. So you're holding.
There's that. And, you know, a pistol is more inaccurate than a rifle. And, you know, even though he was relatively close to them, you know, you're nervous. You're shaking. There's adrenaline rushing through your veins. It's not an easy thing.
Pulled the gun out and then put it back in at one point.
Yeah, it clearly wasn't really necessary.
And he just stood there for 20 seconds while the interview was taking place. And
yes,
no
he did.
One
okay,
knew
so we're talking about this Virginia situation where there's video of the, you know, the murders happening here. Conan is saying...
Two different takes, one from the shooter and one from the original footage.
The cameraman, yeah. Now, Conan is saying this is a setup. This is some sort of government plot to bring about gun control.
I'm saying this is suspicious.
Oh, you're not saying those things. Okay.
I'm not saying no one got shot. Yeah. I'm just saying that the whole setup is suspicious. I'm saying that especially out of all of these things, the most suspicious is the red-haired boyfriend who I think is gay and is another actor with his little family scrapbook.
All right, so I haven't seen the red-haired boyfriend or whatever. I saw some of the pictures, I guess, of them together. But look, you had said that in the video of the cameraman and this lady and the interviewee, where Vester, where Vester, aka Bryce Williams, comes up, holds the gun out. He's got a GoPro or something camera, and he's recording him sort of like first-person shooter style, pointing the gun at these people. And he sort of holds it there for a moment, pulls it back, then brings it back out and starts shooting. You claim this woman saw him with a gun out.
No. The last caller said that. I'm claiming that Allison saw this big 300-pound black man approach them.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. She might have noticed him out of the corner of her eye or something like that.
The only person on the pier, by the way, there's no one else. There are no other.
Well, not that we know of, at least. I mean, if there was someone behind him, we wouldn't really know that.
Why
sure.
haven't they come forward and said what they've seen? Where is any other footage? Cameras? Are there any other cameras on this facility?
You're not privy to all of the police interviews of the various different witnesses of this.
Having done a few interviews myself out in public. Sometimes what you've got to do is if there's a lot of action going on around you, is you've got to zoom in on the eyes of the person that you're talking to, and you've got to stay in contact with them. My job right now is to communicate to my audience and to the people who are on the microphones. And so, therefore, when things are going on out, I can understand what it's like. Like, people might think, I'm looking right at them. I'm not. I'm looking, maybe looking at nothing at all, or looking at my partner. Or who's next to them, or something like that. And I cannot see these people. And if I do catch them, I have to immediately sort of, you know, block them out of my brain because I can't communicate with them out in the real world while I do my show.
And you don't want to be distracted either. So, you know, some people don't seem to understand how the interviewer and the interviewee can be so locked in on one another in this. When you're being interviewed, you want to pay attention to the interviewer. There's constantly, especially in a busy situation, there's that chance that there's some fool jumping around trying to get on the camera or trying to distract you or whatever. And so, you know, if you want to look good on camera, you don't let that stuff get to you and you stay focused on doing the interview. So I think it's completely plausible that the interviewee is, you know, looking only at the interviewer, and the interviewer, I don't think she even really looks over at Vester. She seems to be shaking her head. The point of the video where you say she turns and looks at Vester, she seems to be shaking her head like no in response to something that the lady says. And if anything, she merely notices Vester. It's right before he pulls the gun out, mm-hmm. So it's very well possible she does not see him pointing a gun. If she's looking straight at her interviewee, which is what she should do as a professional, to stay in the shot and to stay on target. They're on live television. You don't have time to stop down and look around and check things out that are going on around you. So, I mean, it's just, I'm just bewildered that, I guess you're not taking it as far as our caller did, but that you don't believe this is as it is presented.
I think it's suspicious. I think it's especially suspicious that maybe, all right, so I understand the
whole
thing.
Do you think Vester's crazy?
Oh, yeah. I believe.
So he wasn't in on it then.
I believe he's crazy. He probably orchestrated the whole thing. But now who is this boyfriend who has all these?
Did Vester orchestrate the boyfriend?
Well, I don't know. The pictures he brought out in his scrapbook are very, very suspicious.
Vester's a former employee, a former coworker of this lady.
Who supposedly met the reporter, Allison, but I don't think they ever worked together. He was fired a whole year before she even came on.
I don't know what these stories are, and I don't know why this crazy man started shooting these people. But at this point, I don't believe the conspiracy theories at all, because every single story comes out with a new one. I'll tell you what, within the next 2 months, there's going to be another terrible slaying.
I would say within 6 weeks.
A group of crazy people are going to say we need to take all the guns away from everybody.
And it's usually the mom or the dad or whoever. It's not hard to predict that the family members are going to say, these darn guns! I mean, that's just how it goes. Now, you're claiming there's some sort of orchestration. I'm not saying it's impossible to believe that there could be something like that, Conan, but it's improbable in this circumstance.
Mm.
So anyway, that's where I'm coming from on this. But I think we should talk about pirate radio because, you know, nobody's going to be able to come up with a firm answer on this. There's just so much speculation on what the truth is about this shooting. I will go with what I see on the video, and, you know, you guys can argue it out at your leisure. Stories from All Access, which is an industry website for the radio business. FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler's response to 16 members of Congress from the New York area who asked the commission to crack down on pirate radio stations in their area told the legislators that enforcement is subject to cost and prioritization and that, quote, the pirate radio problem cannot be solved by enforcement alone. Now, is that an admission that he can't do this?
It sounds like he needs more funding. He needs more employees. He needs more people to go out and actually track these people down. Or maybe he's asking there needs to be more laws put in place so that when they do catch one of these guys who's running a radio out of his garage, that they don't just hand over the note that says, you have 10 days to get rid of this, or we're going to do this and this and this.
Well, have a proposal. He does have a proposal for more, some level of government involvement. But the thing you don't know is that this same chairperson has recently authorized with the FCC, you know, as a whole, to shut down, I think, something like a dozen field offices. So they're closing FCC field offices all across the country. Sadly, Boston's going to stay open.
Are they turning into something else, or are they just going
just
away?
Shutting them
they
down.
Don't have the money. Being cut.
Well, that's my kind of shutdown right there. For my ears.
There are going to be fewer enforcement agents all around the country.
But not Boston.
Right. Boston's going to stay online. But the bunch of them are Tampa's closing. There's a big station. You know, big stations are closing down. And of course, the FCC doesn't monitor the band anyway. They act based on complaints. So they have to receive a complaint first. So is he admitting that they can't actually stop pirate radio? The letter sent back to Congress by Wheeler calls enforcement against pirates, quote, resource intensive. And he adds that the time and expense of these cases present particular difficulties in the current flat budget environment, where the commission's staffing is at its lowest point in 30 years. Yay! And overtime is less available, he says. Accordingly, we must prioritize our work based on existing resources, which they're now cutting down because they're closing their offices, and the harm to the public. Thus, matters posing an imminent threat to public safety or directly harming large numbers of consumers must take precedence over other matters, including pirate radio. So he's also saying, not only can we not stop it with enforcement alone, but we've got other things that are more important, in his opinion, to focus their limited resources on.
Like nipple checks.
Like what, Mark?
Like what?
Imminent threats to public checks. Safety.
What is an imminent threat to public safety?
That the FCC can do something about?
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody has a sound blasting sonic ray?
It sure sounds like he's giving up on pirate radio here. But then further, apparently, they did kick around some ideas to address the pirate issue at this pirate roundtable, including adding aiding and abetting liability for other parties like landlords, education, and additional FCC state and local options for enforcement. As you may know, New York and Florida have passed laws making it a misdemeanor to operate a pirate radio station. So if you're in those two states, you are taking pretty significant risk. Elsewhere, it looks like the risk is lower than it's ever been now.
I love it.
If you want to learn more about operating your own community radio station, a.k.a. pirate free radio station, whatever you want to call it, you can go to station.lrn.fm and you can learn more, a lot more, there. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, go to blacksheeprising.org for more Conan and freetalklive.com.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I've been lying here forever.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit-forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing thing for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.